Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, I still love you with God's unconditional love. Also, the standing between the living and the dead memorial prayer devotional family members. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible episode, if you will, number 246, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint, this unique arrangement of the Holy Bible, allows us to read the whole Bible, as a single story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we're reading Joshua chapter 14. Holy Father God in heaven, grant us supernatural strength. Grant us your energy, your might, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, and to understand it, to love it, to cherish it, to obey it, to live by it, and to apply it to our lives. And then, Lord, to teach it to others in a discipleship way, and to preach and proclaim your holy gospel from it, from Genesis to Revelation. In fact, Lord, we pray that as people hear the gospel today, open their blinded eyes and unstop their deaf ears and save their souls, as you have done for so many down through the years. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Joshua chapter 14. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of two tribes and a half tribe on the other side Jordan, but unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in with their suburbs, for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kajath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, thank you for the lessons, the life lessons that you taught us and reminded us of in this passage. So many lessons and reminders. One is that you keep your promises to individuals. Number two, you are the one who keeps us alive. And number three, you honor and you reward faithfulness and trust in you. So Lord, help us never to forget those lessons. Help us to learn those lessons. Help us to be reminded of them for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, in Jesus Christ, our Lord, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family. And the standing between the living and the dead. Prayer, devotional, and memorial service, family members. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional Reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. This is episode number 43. We're at Psalm 6:5. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? And now David was in great fear of death, as Dr. Spurgeon points out. Death temporal and perhaps death eternal. Read the passage as you will. The following verse is full of power. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thee thanks? Churchyards are silent places. The vaults of the sepulchre echo not with songs. Damp earth covers dumb mouths. O Lord, saith he, if thou wilt spare me, I will praise thee. If I die, then must my mortal praise at least be suspended. And if I perish in hell, then thou wilt never have any thanksgiving from me. Songs of gratitude cannot rise from the flaming pit of hell. True, thou wilt doubtless be glorified even in my eternal condemnation, but then, O Lord, I cannot glorify thee voluntarily. And among the sons of men there will be one heart, the less to bless thee. Ah, poor trembling sinners, may the Lord help you to use this forcible argument. It is for God's glory that a sinner should be saved. When we seek pardon, we are not asking God to do that which will stain his banner or put a blot on his escutcheon. He delighteth in mercy. It is his peculiar, darling attribute. Mercy honors God. Do not we ourselves say mercy blesseth him that gives and him that takes? And surely in some diviner sense this is true of God, who when he gives mercy glorifies himself. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, Lord, we praise you and we thank you for this wonderful time together in devotions. And Lord, I pray that you will help us to praise you now while, as the old preachers used to say, the blood is yet running warm in our veins. Because once we leave here, as far as our earthly praise is concerned, those days will be over. Prepare us, Lord, for good days and bad days. Prepare us, Lord, for celebrations and tragedies. Prepare us, Lord, for weddings and funerals. Prepare us, Lord, for life and death. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, in keeping with the spirit of the standing between the living and the dead prayer, devotional, and memorial service, we continue to read what I call the family verses in Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6, because they are extremely necessary and they need to be heard today like never before. For the devil has all but destroyed the so-called Christian family. And speaking of the devil, here's how to protect your family from the devil, as we touched on three verses yesterday. I think it was, yes, 10, 11, and 12. We're going to start at verse 13 today. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. God tells the children of God to put on the whole armor of God twice in this passage, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Let me tell you that the devil specializes in doing evil against you. Sad to say, he is good at it. There's some things, some evil things that the devil will do to your family to seek to distract it or to destroy it or both. Many in number. And they will, some of them can shake you to your boots and just make you shake your head when you see him raise up his ugly head in your family. And some of you people know you got people in your family who have a devil, just like Judas. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. It's going to take all, or many days, for you to stand. Everything you got in you that God has put in you. Verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Make sure you are living, you're standing on the truth, and that you're living by the truth. It's not enough to know the truth. You must stand on it and live by it for it to work in your favor. If you will. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Be ready to share the gospel with others by any means necessary. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to keep your holy word. Let your will be done in all of our lives. Receive all glory, praise, and honor to your name. In Jesus Christ's name, we do pray and forsake. And Holy Father God, as we continue on praying for others, we do pray now, Lord, for all people who name the name of Christ in this country and around the globe. Help all of us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation of the lost in our families, in our churches, in our country and around the globe. We pray for the revival of the saved in our families, in our churches, and in our country and around the globe. We pray, Lord, for Lord, the healing of the sick in our families, in our churches, in this country and around the globe. And we pray for the comfort of those, Lord, who are grieving the loss of loved ones. So many are in this country and around the globe because of this plague pandemic or for other reasons. And we pray for these folks specifically, as we pray for the thousands and millions of other families that are not on this list, who are hurting and who need your comfort and your strength and your salvation. We pray for the family and friends of Nevada Father Michael Freedy. We pray for the family and friends of Louisiana business owner Angel Mosley. We pray for the family and friends of Louisiana police officer Ricky Bordeaux. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of California teacher Julie Davis. We pray for the family. We pray for the family and friends of North Carolina teacher Julie Davis. We pray for the family and friends of Massachusetts Police Sergeant Mike Cassidy. And Lord, we also pray that you will comfort these people and draw them to yourself for salvation. We pray now for the prayer requests. That have come in, we pray for the thousands who have sent in prayer requests, and we have prayed for many times. Hear and answer our prayers, and Lord, for them, and hear and answer their prayers for themselves. And we pray also today for our pen, for Vandana's family's expectations to go well. Lord, we pray for our pen. My wife just pointed out that is not expectations, but examinations, for Vandana's family's examinations to go well, for their church, for Henry's son Ray as well. We pray for Charette. Comfort Nichelle. Have Lanton's chemotherapy to go well and to heal him. And Lord, we pray for Charette, comfort Nichelle, have Lanton's chemotherapy to go well and heal him. And we pray, Lord, for an anonymous prayer request that their son would present his citizenship application early to get money to pay an able lawyer who will be interested in their case and represent them efficiently, that their deportation would be canceled. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the people who have recommitted their lives to Christ Help them to grow in the faith. And help them to stand strong in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. We pray for Sam, Colobo, Priscilla, Michael, and Ariel. And we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. And Lord, we pray for the people who have accepted you as Savior. Help them to grow in the faith and stand strong in the faith. We pray for Franz, OG, Bobby, Shinwe, and Justice. And we pray for those who have rededicated their life to you. As we want to pray for them in the right order, we pray for Sam, Colobo, Priscilla, Michael, and Ariel. We commit all of these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. Help them to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you.
You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life. And to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart, as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life. And that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.